God is All About Forgiveness by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Proverbs 17:9. The mood is tense. You were caught off guard, and before you know it, your first thought is not to keep silent. You are not interested in praying before you respond, so instead, you react. And it's not good. Has this ever happened to you? God tells us to be kind and tender-hearted to one another, forgiving each other, just as He forgave us, Ephesians 4:32. I think at times we have a different way of looking at forgiveness. We sometimes make our decision to forgive based on the amount of hurt we've experienced. A small offense is easier to forgive, but when someone pierces our hearts, that's another story. And yet, God tells us we are to forgive as He forgave us. That means we must forgive like He did. Did we deserve forgiveness? No, we didn't. And yet, Jesus forgave us. We're supposed to forgive like He did. I remember a speaker once saying, "If you're not sure you've forgiven someone, just imagine they are approaching you on the sidewalk. Would your heart welcome them, or would you rather cross over to the other side of the street?" Sometimes we try to fool ourselves into believing we've forgiven someone when, in reality, we've just pushed it out of our minds or down inside of us. Pushing our emotions down doesn't help. They will surface, and sometimes it's not pretty when they do. When we bottle up our feelings, we don't get to sort them out nicely and prayerfully. Instead of choosing which words to say and which to hold back, they're all pushed and shoved together, demanding to be heard. Solomon was wise when he said a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger, Proverbs 15:1. Our words can be like gasoline on fire. We stand there watching the flames shoot up for feet above us, and while we attempt to justify our actions, God tells us to respond in love and to forgive. Remember when Joseph was wrongly accused? He still chose to do what was right, and God honored Joseph's decision. God worked it all together for good, Romans 8:28. Time is a precious commodity. We can waste it, or we can let God show us how to redeem it. In the case of disagreements, we can be open to God showing us our parts. We can ask God to soften our hearts, as well as the hearts of those we've hurt. He is more willing to do that. God is for unity, and Satan is not. So when we are at odds with someone, the enemy is happy. What is the answer? When you're in the heat of battle, breathe and send up a prayer to the Lord. Ask Him to silence any word that will not be for the other person. Pray that God will show you how you can be more loving. When we care about the other person more than we do about our own feelings, we are moving in the right direction. God tells us to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility to consider others better than yourselves, Philippians 2:3. Whenever we are planning what we say next, we are focused on ourselves. The thing is, I'm not responsible for what the other person says, but I am responsible for the words that come out of my mouth. I don't believe we can truly forgive apart from the Lord. We get in the way too much. We try to justify our own actions, maybe because we care more about us or about being right. If we commit our interactions to God, the Holy Spirit will show us where we need to be more loving, more forgiving. And then we have a choice. Will we choose to hold on to our hurt to store it away with others? Or will we forgive as we were forgiven? When God forgave us, it was totally. God will give us grace for our interactions with others because God loves unity and God is all about forgiveness. He really is. All along. The fog is finally lifting, Lord. Some things are getting clear and images that once were large have seemed to disappear. I feel the pressure lessen, perhaps I'm getting strong, and I'm not surprised to find you've been here all along.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.